For God so loved the world. For God so loves the world. Your God, in his mercy, because he cares for you, gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, to free you from sin, to free you from the pain and sadness of this world, to free you from death. Truly you have been called to freedom. Only don't see this freedom as an opportunity to satisfy your own desires, but through love, serve one another. We are told, for all the law is fulfilled in one saying, just the one, love your neighbour as yourself. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfil the law of Christ. It seems we know very well what we're meant to do, but don't we find it so hard to do it, especially consistently? Why is it such a struggle? Maybe it has something to do with our attitude. Maybe we're lacking motivation. Or maybe it's even a subconscious thought that it's just another checkbox to tick off, to care. Two young boys were on a journey to an orphanage. Without father or mother, they were desperate to find help, comfort, and love. The older boy was about 12, and the younger was about 4. The journey was long, and they walked so far that it was too much for the little one's legs. And so the older brother stopped, and he picked up the boy, put him on his back, and continued onwards. They had almost reached the orphanage when a man observed this moving scene. This skinny young boy carrying the weight and burden of his younger brother. The man approached and suggested that the boy must be exhausted under such a great load. To which the boy replied, "It's okay, mister. He ain't heavy. He's me brother." The love that that boy had for his brother, it dissolved any selfish thoughts. It wiped out self-pity, and it got them both to their destination. A place that the younger brother could never have made it to on his own. It sounds familiar, doesn't it? Your elder brother cares for you so much. He loves you so much. So much that he brings you to a place where you are saved. And he offers it to the whole world. He says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Jesus saved your life. How does that make you feel? How do you respond to such a display of love? "Whatever a man sows, so shall he reap. For if you sow to your own desires, you will only reap death. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap everlasting life. So don't get tired of doing good, for you will reap when God's season comes if you do not lose heart. Take every chance to do good to all, especially to those who are in God's house." Can be a challenge though, can't it? It's easy to stick to our friends. It's hard when you come back from talking to the handicapped girl and your so-called mates chuck off and say, "Oh, did you have fun talking to your girlfriend?" It's hard to concentrate while talking to the guy who simply needs to get his mind off things, to be appreciated and loved, when you just want to join the beautiful singing in the circle outside. And what about when you don't take the time out to visit your Auntie Kath who's about to fall asleep in Christ, and it's simply because you're tired or you just want to go home, or sadder still, something just like a going for a surf to please yourself? Are you afraid to care? Are you too tired? Too busy? Proud? Selfish? Consider him who endured such hostility against himself. We often hear people say, "Why does God allow suffering?" But I ask you, why do we allow suffering? For it's God's desire and it's his will to rely on us. He says, "Work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to do his good works. Do all things without grumbling and arguing, that you may become blameless and innocent children of God in the middle of a wicked generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world." So get out there. Get out of your own lives and get into the family in Christ that you belong to. Get into the world and show them how much God actually cares. And show them all how much Jesus cares. From now on, let no one trouble you. For in your body, you may bear the marks of the Lord Jesus. Children of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirits. Amen.